Scoobity beep bop.
Beep bopity bop. Boop.
Don't you want to put your lips on that?
Yeah.
Tom Lucido Show.
Worst of the Week podcast.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You are the worst. Hey!
You are the worst of the week.
Shut up with the shut up.
Shut up in your face.
It's the Rizzuto Show's Worst of the Week.
Well, hello there, Scott.
Howdy do.
How the hell are you, man?
I'm doing great.
It is the worst of the week, and happy Friday.
Thank you. It's been a long week, hasn't it?
Even though it's Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm saying happy Friday.
Yeah.
This is a, we are in the future currently.
It's awesome to be in the future.
Or wait, no. They're hearing this, so we're in the past. Wow,
they're
I just blew your mind.
Listeners are in the future.
Just blew your mind. We recorded this on Wednesday. That's all I'm trying to say. That's it. That's all I'm trying to say. We still wanted to make sure that you guys had a Worst of the Week podcast. A lot to get to on today's show. Even though there was only three days of shows,
yep.
I think there was a lot that was covered. I think there was a lot that we need to discuss. There are a few things that I want to cover from the previous weekend, but I do want to start off with a conversation that we did have on Wednesday, and it does involve you, and it does involve you living on your own, and Jeff Burton offering you some goods.
Yes.
And those goods are basically for you. Something happened with his house with a flood or like he had a pipe that burst, and he has to basically redo his entire first floor. So that means all the stuff in the cabinets and all that stuff, get out of here.
Jeez.
So he asked you, hey, I got some stuff. Do you want, or did he even ask you?
He brought up on the show today. It's the first time
so
I heard
So that's the first
it.
Time you heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because it was going to originally just probably going to be an interaction between he and I.
Yeah.
And then he asked Riz if it was weird, and Riz thought it would be a little weird.
We didn't even really get into it all that much. Do you think it's weird?
No, I don't think so at all, because I would do the same thing. If I had extras and I'm like, oh, well, I know, you know, if you eat this way or whatever, I'd totally be more than happy to give you the stuff.
Listen, and I understand what
we're homies.
I understand what Riz is saying when he says, like, oh, but there's probably a food bank that wants it. But yeah, if that's the way you're going to live by going, well, instead of giving this to my buddy, I'm gonna donate it to a homeless shelter or to a food bank, you better be using the bare minimum of everything. Like, you better be living in a small one-bedroom apartment. You better be driving a small, fuel-efficient electric car. You better be, wearing the same pair of jeans every day, because you better save your money if you're going to donate everything to charity.
Yeah.
There are some times where it doesn't necessarily need to go to charity. He's helping you out. Do you need it? No. Are you going to be able to survive without it?
Yeah. I can survive without it, but it definitely helps. You know, I have goals that I'm trying to achieve. And now with the house and the car, I still have debt that I got to...
I think a lot of it also has to do with the fact that I know what position you're in.
Yeah.
You know, and you're even more in an extreme position, because when I was in your position, I was still renting. I wasn't even owning yet.
Yeah.
Now you own. So it's a totally different world. It's not just you rent. Now you got everything that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
So you know where you were coming from. And I know where Jeff says, hey, I got some stuff. Do you want it? Do you want canned peaches? Probably not. But you take everything that he's going to offer you. You go through it and go, yeah, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat these spaghettis. I'm going to eat this. These spaghettis, by the way.
These spaghettis.
I'm going to eat these SpaghettiOs or whatever they are. Yeah. And then you take the rest of it and go, this is what I don't want. I'm going to donate it.
Yeah. I think that's totally fine. And I am grateful he even thought of me. Like,
yeah.
That's so awesome.
It's amazing. What are some of the items that he offered?
My favorite two that I perked up on were the pineapples, because I can just dump those on pizza.
Or anything.
But pizza. And then the organic coconut milk. So that sounds delicious.
Now, I do have this just popped something in my brain. So you said coconut milk.
Yeah. Or coconut oil, whatever it was.
It's coconut milk.
That's
what
I thought
he was going to offer you.
Yeah.
Why the hell do you have a jar of coconut oil in your studio?
Well, I usually do this at home. I make the bulletproof coffee, which is coconut oil and butter, and you put it in coffee, and it helps.
Are you sure it's not for your hair?
I'm sure. Yeah, look at how frizzy my hair is right now.
Do you put it in your hair?
I do. If I'm before I shower, because otherwise, coconut is kind of bad for your follicles, because it, it clumps up if it's not
hot. So you don't put that in your hair here.
No.
Okay.
Because my hair would look, you could tell, it'd be greasy.
I was very confused because I saw coconut oil, and I know that I used to do coconut oil in my beard when I had the big long beard. And I saw that here when I was in your studio right after the show, and I went, holy shit, this guy puts coconut oil in his hair at work.
No, I should.
I'm like, oh my God, it's going to smell like a fucking Bahama Mama in here in a second, and it's because he's putting coconut oil into his hair.
Yep.
But and that's not the case.
No, and I'm kind of odd because I do have a coconut oil jar, but for my hair, and it's upstairs. It's separate from my eating.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could get confusing.
Yes.
I just kept mine in the pantry. I'd use it for muffins one day, hair the next.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The thought of it makes me sick, to be honest with you.
So funny.
The thought of having your hair coconut oil in the pantry with your food is disgusting.
It is. It's truly very disgusting. Because then people come over and they just grab it and they start using it. You're like, oop.
So, 4th of July happened yesterday. Hopefully, everybody's got their fingers and their toes. Everybody's good to go. I did say we were going to play some of our favorite clips as far as fireworks go. I was going to play this uncensored. I don't think I'm going to. You could look it up. Look it up online. We'll actually tweet it. We'll tweet about it from the Riz Wow social medias. Again, that's Riz Wow, RIZZWOW on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll put this out there. This is one of my favorite clips from forever ago. It's the bootleg fireworks. It's when the bush caught on fire. Have you ever heard this?
No, I don't think so.
Scott, you'll love this.
Money under my burning.
Which, by the way, what the fuck did he just say?
Mount Vernon.
I thought he said money up at Mount Vernon.
Money under Mount Vernon. Oh, shit. Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh, Jesus Christ, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh, whoa, whoa, that was awesome right there, God damn, wow, oh, Lord Jesus, get the water.
Do you know this guy from church?
Should, huh?
Because he's praying a lot. Oh, Lord Jesus.
And my favorite thing is, you know how everyone kind of, when you're trying to be cool, you have like this James Bond, like you're trying to be really suave and you just do like a fake, like suave guy thing.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, he's like trying to sound super confident.
Yeah, you
suave.
Got the money up at Mount Vernon. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, this hits.
So, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Get the water. Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy. Get the water. It's going down. Oh, the motherfucking bootleg fireworks.
I'm pretty sure at some point in that video he says that was awesome. That is not a reaction of somebody that I think is finding something to be awesome.
Yeah, no. That's terrified for your life, and once you realize you're okay, that was awesome.
Yeah, I guess so. But still, you're not like, this is awesome. No, not really.
No. So what happened exactly? It blew up?
It was like bootleg fireworks. So it was fireworks, but it was made by somebody that shouldn't be making fireworks.
Uncle Kenny or something?
And it looked like it was just in a regular, like the middle of a neighborhood, and they lit it, and the damn thing exploded everywhere and set like bushes and people's houses on fire.
That's beautiful.
It's hilarious. The video is great. We'll have to tweet it out. You can check it out on the socials. We played this one today, which is one of my all-time favorites.
Bagel, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord.
I want to name my next pet Terry, just so I can go.
Bagel,
time to go inside,
Terry. Put in reverse, Terry.
Come on, Terry.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we got a lot of Christians on here.
Apparently,
today.
It is a thing. Leg fireworks or a fireworks accident happen, you immediately start praying.
Yeah. Put in reverse, Terry. Put in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus.
What noises are those? I feel like I'm truly at the bit like the bird cage. Like, listen to this.
That is a great noise.
Is that a fucking parakeet? Crazy.
Man.
Now, do you want to hear an almost firework fail?
Yes.
This is at Riz's house 2 years ago. This is us.
Phil just said, bring it. Yeah, he did. That was a challenge right there.
Why don't you just light it real quick over here?
All right.
Can you just light it real quick?
I can just light
no,
it.
No, I mean his.
Oh, boy.
I got it, too.
We got four.
And you got yours lit?
Yeah, we were trying to light four mortars at once.
Oh, brilliant.
And two of them lit, then the third one lit, and then mine was the very last to go. And I lit it, and as I turned to run, the motherfucker blew up.
Like, oh, it instantly?
Was close. Like it oh. Shot up. Like, dude, it was close. It was a close call.
Man.
But we were ridiculous and awesome. But yeah, this terrifying. Is great, too, because what I love about this next clip is, so the set the scene here, they're on a beach. And somebody has this big, huge display set up. And I'm assuming the display is set up with some sort of, and I know Captain Jim's does this, Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. You hit the button and it fires off. Hit the button and it fires off.
That's awesome.
They have that. Well, this one, they hit the button and it fires off, but it doesn't go up. It just goes off. And everything ignites at once. And you can hear at the very beginning someone go, bye! Like basically saying the fireworks are going to go up in the air. Things do not work well.
Phil just said break.
Oh, that's Phil. Fuck Phil. Here we go.
Bye! Bye-bye!
How is starting, hey?
Before that, listen to the...
I love all that.
Listen to the faint, uh-oh. You can hear him say, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
The best thing is, after all the terror and everything, you always hear laughter.
Oh, yeah.
After you almost get blown up.
I mean, right in the middle here, it sounded like they were in the middle of, like, a war country. Like,
yes. That's...
But then you fast forward to the end and...
Oh, that was a hoot.
Clayton, that was hilarious. But don't let those things happen to you this weekend, okay?
Yeah. Man, let's not fireworks do that. Are sketchy.
I see we're still doodling. This is for real a thing?
I guess it is. I just caught myself here.
What are we working on today?
I don't even know.
That truly looks like nothing. Last time it looked like, what was it? The last one was an owl penguin?
No, that was the very first one. Someone named it something like Patrico. The last week's was like a
oh, yeah, it was
alien.
Like the, it was the alien with the thing in his ear with a fox and a cube. Yeah. All right, so here's what I want you to do right now, Scott. Pull up our social media on your phone. It's Riz Wow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if anybody wants to follow and get involved in all these dumb things that we have going on. Mm-hmm. I want you to click on that picture, okay? Did you click on it yet?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. Come on, load.
Click on the picture, and I want you to go to where, like, it has all the replies and all the retweets and everything. All right?
Yep, it's almost there. Got really good. Okay, come on. The Wi-Fi is being awesome. All right, so let's see here. Here we go. Okay.
I want the ninth person. The ninth person that retweeted it. I just did a random number draw. The ninth person that retweeted it, they get that drawing.
Okay.
They get the penguin owl creepy shit that you posted.
Here we go.
You find out that person and tell me their name.
Okay. Let's see here.
And again, all Scott does while we do this whole podcast is he doodles. And I caught him two previous shows ago. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, I don't know. It just helps me free my mind. And I look, and it's some owl-faced penguin-looking nightmare. Sign that and date it, and we're going to give that away. Then last week, I see him doing it again. He's doodling again. So we're making this a weekly thing. Every week, King Scott's Doodle of the Week, we will give away to those that like it and share it on our social media.
All righty. We got it here. It's Carrie Heine.
Carrie Heine.
Yep.
Carrie Heine or Carrie Hine or however the hell you say it. You are the winner of the King Scott
That's
Doodle
awesome.
Of the Week.
Let me write that down.
And here is what you get when you win this is we're going to give you King Scott's Doodle. It's an autographed, authentic copy of the Doodle. And we're also going to get like some shirts and some stickers. And if there's concert tickets, we'll throw those in there as well. So you get a whole little prize pack from Worst of the Week.
That is awesome.
Before I forget, talked to the boss yesterday. The big boss, not Riz, the big boss, Tommy the Boss.
Woo.
Two things about Tommy the Boss. Number one, he has officially agreed to come on the show and answer 10 questions.
No.
Yep. Tommy the Boss has agreed to answer 10 questions. So email us your questions, wow@1057thepoint.com. In the subject line, just put Tommy questions. Email us your questions for Tommy the Boss. It could be about the show. It could be about any member of the show, including Riz. It could be about anything about radio, whatever you want to ask Tommy the Boss. 10 questions with Tommy
Man
the Boss is happening
alive.
Soon.
That's nerve-wracking.
That's number one. Number two, we're getting stickers.
Yeah?
The worst of the week is getting stickers.
Ah!
I talked to him. It was his idea. I didn't push for it. He said, hey, what are your thoughts on getting stickers for the worst of the week? I said, I think this is a great idea. He said that he's talked to a bunch of people. He's heard from a bunch of people. He's seen the numbers. And he does not think that this is going to go away anytime soon. You guys have been downloading and sharing Dang. And commenting and being absolutely fucking awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys for that.
That the big bosses are taking notice, even above Tommy. Management up in Minnesota is taking notice. And we thank you guys.
Yeah.
Stickers coming soon. We're going to have WoW stickers.
Jeez, which that's so cool.
Never in a million years did I think this silly little podcast would get stickers.
No, that's amazing.
But
we're
I mean,
not, we're not even at the 20th episode yet.
I'm not going to get into too many details and too much crazy stuff, but let's just say this. Our podcast, looking at the numbers, is smashing some regular shows that are in this building.
It's
smashing them.
Pretty amazing.
So,
thank you guys.
Thank you guys. It's yes. absolutely awesome.
And thank you for all the feedback, too.
Yeah, that we love it. We love it. We love the love on social media.
Yeah.
Again, RizWow on social media or the emails, wow@1057thepoint.com. And speaking of emails, we actually have a bunch of emails that I've been kind of saving, so let's do those.
Here's your letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Scott, before I forget, I need you to post a picture of the previous King Scott Doodle of the Week.
Okay.
The monkey alien-looking guy, whatever okay. the hell that is.
Yeah, we'll do that today then.
Post that, okay. And then again, let's do today's, this week's?
Friday.
No, only on Twitter. Only
Good
on Twitter.
Good call, yeah, because it's a lot easier to use. Well, people were asking then, questions and they didn't
And
understand.
Then the week after okay. that, we might do only on Facebook. And the week after that, we might do only on Instagram.
I like
Kind of build
thinking.
Up our numbers a little bit, Scott.
Yeah.
So only on Twitter, the King Scott Doodle of the Week, that'll be posted here. You can post it now. It's Wednesday, okay. but you can post it now, whatever. So here is some of the emails that you guys have sent over. Scott, I want you to answer as best as you can.
Okay.
Jump in whenever. This email says, hey guys, can you explain to me why you picked the title Worst of the Week? Honestly, sometimes I enjoy this podcast over the actual show, which you're crazy. I don't agree with that statement. Or at least that's what I'm going to say here. You guys are great together. The chemistry is there, and you really are in your groove. I love that the fact that the show talks about this show. It is the show, but it's so much different from the show.
Yeah.
And I guess they're saying that it talks about the Riz show, but it's much different than the Riz show. Just curious as who decided as worst of the week, it doesn't sound fitting. It's all tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Like when we first put up the podcast, we called it Worst of the Week because we were saying, let's call it Worst of the Week. So when it is the worst, we can go, we fucking warned you. Like,
yeah.
we warned you that this was going to be terrible. And now it's just in fun. Like, some people have their Twitter handles. Like, I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head, but like, some people have Patrico Sucks,
mm-hmm.
but it would be my Twitter handle.
Yeah.
And it's all in fun.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say I suck. I already do.
Yeah. Yeah. You
really
steal
it
from them.
Yeah. That's
and,
really it.
Yeah. And, you know, we've decided to start at the bottom, and it's a good place to start at.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no rhyme nor reason as to why we named it Worst of the Week. I actually think it was Tommy the Boss who was like, originally this had a different title. Do you remember the original title?
I do. It was, The Greatest Show Ever?
No, All Caught Up.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too.
All Caught Up, because we were going to get yeah. you caught up with the show. But we decided that we're going to take this, and while we will recap the show, yeah. we want to kind of branch off from the show a little bit as well and look into our lives outside of
yeah.
Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. And that's where Worst of the Week came.
I guess it's also us, you know, since it's you and I involved with this and they're trying to get more insight in our lives, our private lives, this makes a lot of sense why it's the Worst of the Week compared to the other three. You know, it might be slightly better, decent of the week, but we got the worst.
No, I love my life, bro.
I know.
Scott, come on, man. how about this? This question is for King Scott. Uh-oh. A lot of people have given you trouble about your hair. Most recently on the podcast with your roommate, Patrico and him gave you a ton of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to, ever, but what would it truly take for you to cut your hair? An injury, charity, a cash payout? I simply ask this because Jeff Burton put a price tag of $50,000 to charity on his beard once. What is your price?
At the moment, there is no price.
So no price.
For the foreseeable future.
No price. Really?
Yeah, it's really tough to describe, but I know it's irritating for everyone to look at, and it's really harsh on everyone, but the worst haircut on the show. No,
I don't agree with that statement.
Thank you. I really enjoy it, and it's just one of those things where it's been fun to have. It's a good conversational piece, and I really... Again,
are you afraid that
it's
your identity? Do you think it's your identity?
No, but it definitely helps. When I'm out and about, it's easy to see who I am. I look like a generic white human.
When you don't have the long hair?
Yeah. Like, I would go to these auditions out in L.A., and I'm sure you guys have heard people say this before, you know, where you go into an audition, and you think you look really cool and different than anyone else. You walk in, you look the same. And even with long hair, I look the same. Like, people were sending me pictures all the time of someone. So it's like, yeah, I guess it's the same. But I don't know. It's just fun. It's just different, and I'm enjoying it.
I thought this email was very fitting because you said to us that you were riding one of the Shriners cars
yes.
at the Red Bud Illinois Parade, which we'll get to that in a second. And you said your hair was like almost caught in one of the motors.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
That's the time to get rid of it, I guess.
If something would happen, and let's say it didn't completely ruin your hair, but it caused some sort of an injury, would you go, shit, I need to cut this?
Well, oh, you mean like...
Like, let's say you got caught in something and they had to cut off a little bit.
Would I cut the rest?
Yeah. Would you go, wow, man, maybe this is a sign that I got to get rid of this?
No, it just depends on... Like, if it was one of those things where it's like, wow, I've never done this before and I'm working on this piece of machinery and I was dumb and didn't think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get rid of it then because how often am I in that situation?
Gotcha.
Because with our job... Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, you get it caught in the arms of the microphone, but... It's pretty dangerous, but no, there's nothing really gets injured with, but I was being funny and goofy with the Shriner car. Didn't even think about the motor 2 inches behind my back.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Like
that's
a moron.
Absolutely insane.
Really dangerous
situation.
That
would have made that parade real shitty for you.
Yeah. And it would have brought the firemen.
They would have had something to do.
Yeah, that would have been some stories.
Here's another email. King Scott, just wanted to take a second and say that I love how much you have improved on the podcast and you are being way more open and chiming in way more on the Riz Show as well. It's great. Keep my favorite part of the entire radio station.
No.
Signed, King Scott.
Oh, yeah. I forgot I wrote that.
listen, man. Talking with the boss yesterday, I almost mirrored this exact same email. I feel like since day one of this all the way until present day, we both have gotten a lot better doing this podcast. But I think this podcast has helped you immensely on the show.
Yeah.
You are way more comfortable in there, man. You're way more comfortable. You seem like you're not holding back anymore, or at least as much as you were before. So, congrats,
this just
man.
Allows the connectors all start flowing a lot better, and you get into the groove of it all.
Right.
My job's kind of odd where you're in and out, and it's tough. Like, you're, you know,
trust
tough
me, man,
to break
I was
through
there.
The wall.
Yeah. I was there with the old show. You're trying to listen while also answering the phone, and then you answer the phone, and you start to talk to somebody, and then you're getting beckoned to go into the studio, and you're like, what the hell? What? Ooh. Yeah.
And it's so, like, I think it was you, or I'm pretty sure it was you that said this, or maybe, I don't know who it was, but, yeah, you know, they said, like, you sound like you're always trying to be correct or smart or wise whenever you're stating something. And now I know, like, because you're always afraid you're going to say it wrong and then you get belittled or whatever. But now it's like, hey, I come in a room, I may not have had a clue what just happened. And then you ask them about it and I walk in, I look like the moron. But instead of just sitting there like a dummy, you know, just start talking. And yeah, they're going to make fun of it, but at least there's something coming out.
Right.
And it sounds good and it goes in, and then there's something to build off of.
And guess what that is? Great radio.
Yeah.
You know, it's great radio. Guess what's terrible radio?
Silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah,
people. Let's sit here. I'm not kidding. Let's sit here for 10 seconds. And look at how awkward this is.
Okay.
Ready? Get set. Go. How fucking weird was that?
Yeah.
It's the worst. Even if you're listening to this driving in your car, that made you uncomfortable. And as a person in radio, I almost just had a panic attack during those 10 seconds.
And I just saw the engineers peeking in like, why is there silence? Why is there silence?
It's just so weird. So weird.
I got a phone call. I won't say which station, but there is a station in a cluster here. I got a phone call yesterday from Moon, and he was in a certain room, indisposed. And he was panicking, like, hey, get in the room, you know, blah, blah. And I didn't know what he was talking about. He's like, it's silence. And I'm like, what's going on? And it turned out one of the stations had a dead air for about 30 seconds.
Oh, boy.
And thankfully it wasn't ours because Donnie was in there. He was just listening to, he didn't realize it was on a different station.
My God.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank God.
It's panic inducing. It truly is. Here's another email. This was my favorite podcast so far, talking about last week's podcast. It really seems like you guys are getting into the groove with this podcast, and I love it. Donnie's rage was great. I loved King Scott's passionate opinion on Silly String, and the doodle giveaway is absolutely great. Last but not least, Tony's freestyling blew me away.
Yeah.
That was seriously impressive. I absolutely love the Riz Show and the Worst of the Week. You guys make me laugh so hard. I commute between St. Louis and Fort Worth, Texas, and you guys make my long drive so much better. Thanks for all you do. Also, King Scott, your hair is glorious.
Oh, see, thank you.
What the hell do you do for a living that that's your commute? I can't imagine it's daily.
No.
Because you would never be, you would constantly be driving.
He has.
Maybe it's like work in the week, come home on the weekends, or vice versa, or, you know, 2 weeks there, 2 weeks back.
He's probably a truck. I would say it's a trucking service, or maybe in Boeing or something like that, where they're.
Yeah.
They got some they had to go down weekly, and they come back, and they just go
What a hell of a commute. If we can help you out anyway, man, this is we're glad. We feel good.
Well, thank you for that, man. And, yeah, Tony, out at the parade, all this stuff, so many people were talking about your freestyle, and they are baffled and just blown away that you're so good at
Silly.
That. Silly. Yeah, it's really
We got
cool.
more emails. Please, please, please make the freestyle a weekly segment. That was my favorite moment in podcast history, and this past week's podcast was the absolute best. FT and Scott trying to freestyle amazing. Trying? No. We succeeded.
Yes, we did.
We succeeded.
Even though I had some, you can call me, DJ Dead Air? Because I was like, nah.
You did good, though. You did good, though.
Yep.
And as a special 4th of July treat, we will do that again today.
Whoa.
We'll do it again today.
I'm ready. I'm feeling a little more hip with it, you know.
I do want to talk about a couple different things as far as parades that we were in this weekend. Mm-hmm. But first, I wanted to talk about The Baked Bear. And Colin from The Baked Bear in the Loop, he emailed and wanted us to freestyle his commercial. You're going to have to give me a little bit, Colin, because I want to do you justice. So maybe we'll do that next week. For now, let's just talk about delicious ice cream sandwiches. Fresh homemade cookies, delicious, amazing ice cream in the middle. I can go on and on about all the different toppings, whether it be the chocolate and the peanut butter, whether it be the Oreo, the cookie and cream, whether it be the raspberry and the gooey butter cake. Just go on their website. You'll spend 20 minutes there trying to build your own perfect ice cream sandwich. Go down and get it hot pressed. So it's the ice cold, creamy ice cream in the middle, the hot, warm, fresh baked cookie on the outside. Absolutely fantastic. Right across from the pageant. Stop by, get yourself a cookie. Tell them that you heard about it on the Worst of the Week podcast. They're going to take care of you. It is the Baked Bear in the Loop.
Hey, this is Tracy Morgan. You're listening to the Worst of the Week podcast. Keep it here, or I'll put a baby in your butthole.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. So, give me the rundown. I know we talked about it a little bit on the big show, but give me the rundown. What happened at the Redbud, Illinois Volunteer Fire Department parade that happened on Sunday?
Well, I rolled into town, and, you know, it's kind of one of those amazing...
Which, by the way, before you get into it, Grand Marshal of the damn thing, which is incredible.
Which was such an honor to even be asked, and they were one of the very first to reach out, which was really cool, and it's such a special town. That I couldn't turn him down for that. And plus it worked out perfect with scheduling and all that stuff. But just rolling into that town, is that one highway going in, and you kind of come up to the town. It doesn't look that exciting, but there's a lot more traffic. And then I don't know what street it was. I should have remembered, but I turned right.
Let's say it was Main Street.
It was Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah. Southeast Main Street.
Yeah.
Going north on it. Northwest. Anyways,
well, you just fucking talk.
Okay,
Jesus.
So the it was just remarkable. You turn on that street, all of a sudden, 8 million people
That's
everywhere.
Awesome.
And you see all these cool rides off to the left behind some buildings. And so I parked pretty close to Vice's bar there.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is, you know.
That is Main Street, by the way.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I turned on a little side street.
Gotcha.
And then went over by Vice's. So I'm like, oh, where I park or where we start is right by here, according to Waze map. You know, I'm like, that's only half a mile. And I forgot there's 8 million degrees that day. And then I have to walk. Basically, I had to walk right through the crowd that I was going to be walking through in about 40 minutes later.
Great.
So
you double paraded.
I got to meet a lot of people down and back. But no, it was awesome. Really sweet people. So many cool comments. And then even on socials to this day, I'm still getting some neat things that are people writing. But I got to meet the mayor, which is always exciting.
That's awesome.
And what he's doing over there is, or the whole town is doing, is just fantastic.
Every time we're at Redbud, it is truly a unique experience.
Yeah.
Because we all know small towns.
Mm-hmm. I lived in one.
We all know how they are. This is that times 1,000.
Yeah. The small town I lived in was almost, this is why I'm so baffled with Redbud. I live in a town basically the same size as that.
Yeah.
And now they're almost, it's like about 500 or 600 people less than whenever I lived there, and it wasn't that long ago, and they're decreasing, and half of their buildings in their downtown district have burned down. Supposedly, a lot of people are like, that's insurance fraud.
Yeah.
They think so.
Right.
So most of their cool buildings are gone now, and it's this dumpy, like, it's turning into the sad version of what it was, and it's such a shame, because it's a beautiful town. It's got, like, the town I'm from. But you go to Redbud, it looks just like that. But done correctly,
yeah,
and they have beautiful homes everywhere.
The sense of community is amazing out there. I mean, the volunteer fire department is treated like celebrities.
Yes.
And, like, we know Ryan from Vices, and that dude is incredible. Like,
so nice.
One of the nicest dudes you will ever meet in your entire life.
And I won his shirt. He came out in this awesome Hawaiian shirt.
Really?
It was so rad.
Nice,
nice. But, yeah, you're right. They're treated like celebrities, and not just their own. Volunteers, but there are other communities. There's probably 15 different municipalities over there.
That's great.
And they were all just in marching bands. And then even, I don't know what you call them exactly, but you know where it's like the older crews that are out there playing, like the smaller marching bands. They kind of look like they're from days gone by, I guess you would say. But they look so cool. It's
are
like
they older people?
Yeah, they're older people in a marching band. But it's
like old, like elderly people?
Yeah. No. I mean, they were, I would say, like 40s and up.
Oh, okay,
so it's cool.
It's the marching band guys that have grown up but still play their
instruments. Yeah, yeah, and they look like they're military almost, but they're not. Yeah,
gotcha.
It's just this neat. There's some.
You would still
so many
consider
cool
that
things.
A marching band, I would still say, yeah.
And I think I said this on air, but I believe there's about 5 or 6 different Shriner like groups
that's
there.
Awesome.
Some even from like a lot of things from St. Louis were there.
Yeah.
And Fred Bird was out there. He's always amazing.
Mr. Bird is great. Now, after the parade, did you stick around a little bit, or did you just head home?
I stayed around for almost. Let's say, because I was felt like I was about to pass out afterwards. I was I was super hot, not feeling that great after the parade. And so I stuck around. I talked to tons of people down there. And then once I got down to back with my crew that came with me, and I started getting that, like, you know what? I need to get out of here. I need to get some.
I need AC.
I was like a sponge.
Yeah.
I was so gross and felt terrible. And was doing my best to, like,
I was wondering if
smiles.
You were going to stick around and party or not.
I wanted to, and then, like, the more I was standing there, I'm like, oh, I'm not doing great.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do you think this will be your one and only time being a Grand Marshal, or you think you will
I would love to
you will marshal a couple more times grandly?
Now I know how to do this.
Okay.
I'm ready for more.
Reality, and I'm not trying to take anything away from you about this, is Grand Marshal you walking first and waving?
No, not in their parade.
Okay.
I think it probably just varies on parades.
Yeah.
But
were you, like, in the middle or at the end?
We were pretty close to the front. So they did all the fire trucks first.
Gotcha.
And then there were some, like, military vehicles, and then Fred Bird, and then me.
Oh, gotcha.
So it was nice. Fred Bird was working the crowds. I'd come up. They were
already amped up and ready to roll?
They were ready.
That's
so
great.
So it was good.
I was in a parade on Sunday.
Yeah,
I was downtown
that?
At the Pride Parade. It was great, man. It was, like you said, it was 1,000 degrees.
Yes.
And I really thought it was going to affect the crowds. And it may have a little bit, but, I mean, tons of people came out, man.
So cool.
And it was great to just see the community. I'll tell you the one thing that I like. And listen, I'm not here to start preaching about your beliefs and how you should treat people. Do that on your own. You're an adult. If you're listening to this podcast, you're an adult. You can make your own decisions. But I love the T-shirts that I saw parents wearing, men parents, adult parents, that said free dad hugs. And I saw a lot of them. So I asked, I was like, what's this all about? And apparently those are for the gay kids who their parents have disowned them. If you want a hug from a dad, then you got a free dad hug.
Interesting. So,
and I thought that was really cool. Again,
that's great.
Again, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm not here to tell you what's right and what's wrong. But everybody just love everybody. Just be cool with everybody. You ain't even got to love everybody. Just be cool.
Yeah, because we never know what's really going on with someone. Man. You never know what's really going on with someone.
Yeah. Just be cool. And I'm not here to try and be like, oh, time to get philosophical on the podcast. Look at Patrico trying to change the way I live my life. No, that's not what I'm trying to do.
Like, I do want to get political with mine. I think everyone should be a fireman.
Okay, Scott, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. But a lot of people, I noticed, we talked about this a bit on the show, too. A lot of people, you know, you keep your, you know, your gay politics out of my hockey. Come on, man. And how did I get involved with this? A, because I work for the Blues, and this was a float that was put together by the St. Louis Blues. But a little, again, behind the curtains information here, my boss at the St. Louis Blues has become, over the past 3 years, one of my best friends in the world. The dude's a brother to me, like truly a brother to me, and he is gay. And I went there to support him. If he would have told me we're going to be marching in the parade with Ricky's Shoe Company, I'd have been there. We're doing it with the Blues. I'm there. We're doing that just because I'm there, because I'm supporting my dude.
He's a sweet man, and he's the one that asked me to be the Bacchus.
Oh, yeah.
The
when you were the, what was
the,
that?
The Bacchus. So the
King
ball.
Bacchus, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was just really cool to even be thought of like that. So, yeah, he's a very nice, very, very nice man.
I see Moon over there.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can knock on that and see if he can get him in here. Moon! Come here. I got his attention. Come here. Don't flip me off, man. That was rude. I'm gonna throw him under the bus. I'm going to have him freestyle. What? Hey, so I wanted to... I know I asked you this earlier this morning. I asked you if you listened to the podcast from this past episode.
Yeah.
And you said no.
That's correct, I think.
I want you to listen to it at some point because, Scott, give me your headphones real quick.
Okay.
I want you to listen to it at some point because we did a segment and we got a ton of emails about it, about me freestyling.
Oh, yeah.
We got a ton of emails about it and people wanted Scott to do it and people wanted to do a whole bunch of stuff and you're doing it right now.
Yeah!
So Scott's going to give you a topic, and you got to spit four bars.
I don't want to do this.
You got to spit four bars.
No, I only...
Oh, come on, you dick! Again, four bars. That's all you need. Okay, Scott, give him a topic.
Humility.
Oh, come on, give him something better than that.
Oh,
I veto that.
All right,
okay.
Work to do.
No,
like, it's
stop it. This is work.
No, I'm serious. I have time.
All right, you got it. You got it. Okay, you ready?
No, I don't want to do
something
this.
Easy.
Okay, I don't like this.
Cleaning the bathroom. Cleaning the bathroom at a bus stop.
No, I'm not doing this.
King Scott. Freestyle about King Scott.
Man, it ain't fair. Cut your hair.
That's what you got?
No, man, I don't know. I'm like in the wrong zone. You want to put me in creative zone? I got to have 30 seconds of a crap.
Sing, musician
it's
boy.
It's been 30 seconds since this has fucking started.
No, I'm sorry. I appreciate you putting me on the spot, making a fool of me.
We're waiting.
Yeah.
Eminem would do it.
Hey, you want it? We'll do it. Hey! 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 Oh!
Yo!
Oh!
Yo!
Oh!
No!
Oh, fuck you.
No, I quit. I'm telling you, that's a single. All you gotta do is say, yo. Quit. Yo.
I told him, I go, hey, let's go get Moon's attention and let's bring him in here and I'm just going to make him freestyle.
I actually was jogging in between offices because I got a couple time-sensitive things happening.
All right, well, go do your thing. I'm sorry to bother you. But...
No, it's fine. I was actually in here. I heard this, whatever scream that was that you made. It rang things in there. By the way, have you noticed that every time he's in the studio, we can hear his noises now in the studio?
Who, Donnie?
No, Scott. Have you noticed that?
I would stop tooting.
He like drums on the counters.
In while he's in his studio, we can hear it in there. I do not hear that.
Yeah. How else is it?
Yo, oh, oh,
yo,
oh,
yo, I gotta go, yo,
oh,
yo.
All right,
put your headphones on the floor.
All right, see you, buddy. Fucking jerk.
Very good.
That was horrendous. He just made me super sad. He just made me super sad. Here, do this. Go ahead and go grab Mr. Fandango. Okay. Let's do the Week in Rage by Proxy coming up here next. And yeah, I'm stoked for this week's Week in Rage by Proxy. There's some good ones. There's a couple brutal ones, so just be ready for that.
Hey, this is Sam Morrell, and you're listening to the Worst of the Week podcast. And it's the fucking worst. It's dreadful. It stinks.
All right, so Mr. Fandango's in the studio, and Donnie, it is very nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys as well.
It's very weird to do this on a Wednesday and pretend that everything is happening on Friday, so we right. just said right off the bat, we were like, fuck it.
Yeah, good.
We're That's just telling good. People it's Friday.
I always like, hate when I like pre-record something early because, truthfully, I'll pre-record new music Sunday today.
Yeah.
For Sunday.
Yeah.
And I feel like so much happens between now and then. Like, you have to leave everything, like kind of generic in that regard. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
At the beginning of the, when we started this, I was like, so right now the listeners are hearing the future. But they're the past. I go, it's Wednesday, guys. Right. It's Wednesday. Right. I'm not even going to pretend to get past this.
I do not give a shit about keeping up the facade long enough to do it. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
But how about that big news story happened on the 4th? And man, what a fun day we had.
Now, what if a terrorist attack happens tomorrow? And just said that.
Then you're going to be doing some editing. That's for sure.
I won't say any town
Donnie,
yet.
Did you happen to... Do you listen to this podcast at all? I don't know if you do or not.
You know what? I do sporadically.
Yeah, it's on the internet.
When it pops up?
Yeah, I do. What did he say?
It's on the internet. Such an idiot, dude. So last week, we introduced a new segment that exploded on this show. And it was... the Tony Patrico freestyle. So we played a hip hop beat. Scott gave me four topics and I freestyled on the spot about them.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was ridiculous.
He's actually a very talented freestylist.
He threw out marionettes and somehow I made marionettes work.
Well, then I'll have to go back and check that
out. Marionettes.
Yes.
Hogan's rock hard body, softball, and then we ended up rapping about cheese and chocolate being the best.
That's awesome, and a wide variety of topics.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to Week in Rage it. We're going to do people's Week in Rage by proxy.
Yeah.
And then I want you to come up with a topic, and I'll do it for you.
All right.
So if everybody's ready, Scott, are you ready? I'm fucking ready.
I'm listening, huh?
Okay. All right, good.
The Rizzuto Show on 105.7 The Point.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
I'm always angry.
These fucking assholes!
Week in Rage by Proxy. Simple. You have something that you want to get off your chest, but you email us, wow@1057thepoint.com. We then turn things over to Donnie Fandango, the Rager Master himself, and he takes it from there. Donnie, what do we got in this week's Week in Rage by Proxy?
All right, here we go. Dear douchebag, riding your four-wheeler in the neighborhood and on the main road, put a helmet on your young toddler. Your brain cells might have dissolved over the years, but there is still hope for your kid. Honest to God, and I know that people will get mad at me for saying this, I'd call the cops for something like that. That's bullshit. That is crazy, awful, terrible.
So the emailer saying not only are they riding it around, but their toddler is on it with them with no helmet?
Right.
That's
crazy. Yeah. Like, the four-wheeler thing is annoying and stupid enough, but the kid on the thing, the person says it the best. Your brain cells have dissolved,
right.
But your toddler still has hope.
Still does. Yeah, you call the cops. You call the police.
Dude, that's crazy.
You don't have to call 911, but you call the police and go, hey, can we get somebody out here to tell this asshole to stop?
Yeah, no kidding, man. To my dumbass of a dog, Benjamin, I've never met a dog that actually might be mentally handicapped, but you might be the first. Whenever I let you out in the morning and you take a whole 5 minutes to piss and another 10 minutes to take a shit and then another 5 minutes to sniff around and pretend to pee, I feel like you're doing it on purpose to waste my time or aggravate me. Nothing gets me fired up in the morning more than your dipshit ass self-pulling that crap. God damn it, dog. Just pee and poop and go back in the house in a timely manner. My other dog, Annie, is outside for a whole 2 minutes and she's done. Why do I have to stand outside and babysit your ass while you pretend to pee? Hurry your ass up and go back inside. My mom calls you Baby Huey and it definitely shows. That's funny. And that's my dog, Minnie, man.
Dude, that's mine too.
Minnie takes forever, man. But it irritates me, especially if I'm like getting ready in the morning. It's like, oh my God, you sniffed that part of the yard already for 5 minutes. Yeah, what more is
another stick
there?
To pick up? How they find sticks out of nowhere?
My dog Wilson, my older dog, he's outside, does his business inside. He don't want to mess around. He's in and out.
Mm-hmm.
my dog Lucy, the lab, I let her out. I have to step outside and go, let's go.
Yeah.
She would stay outside all day if we let her.
Yeah, absolutely. That's funny. I honestly thought I was the only one that got irritated about that.
No, I'm glad to hear that there's multiple. And the other thing is now my dog, she thankfully doesn't know this, but when she starts pulling on the leash, she is indicating that she's going to poop. And she'll like start doing that, bounce around forever, like trying to fight it, and then stop and walk over and do the poop. And then she's calm and ready to go back in.
Ridiculous.
Kind of feels like me. Hey, Mario, that lives four houses down from me on the corner. Fuck you. That's it.
Okay. If your name's Mario, you have officially been put on notice.
Poor plumber.
To the inconsiderate, selfish douchebag shooting off fireworks at midnight. I didn't know they had a special discount at all the fireworks tent this year for all the men with small penis syndrome. Ooh. I'm sorry that you feel so little that you have to put on a big performance of blowing up shit at midnight to make up for your lack of manhood. Please continue to disrupt your elderly neighbors sleeping, the small children trying to rest, and all the pets in the neighborhood that are terrified of the loud booms. We all appreciate you looking out for our best interest by forcing us to listen to your buffoonery. Just in case you forgot, you live in a small neighborhood in O'Fallon where you have neighbors within 30 feet. Wow. Why don't you, your micro penis, and your posse of pinheads do all of us a favor and take your head out of your asses and learn to think more than just yourselves? I like to say this is one of the most well written rages ever. Like that's well done. We had that the other night, man. It was like Sunday night or something. There were people not in our immediate area or neighborhood, but close enough where you're like, dude, it's 11:30. If you're doing this stupid shit at 9:30, okay, it's close to the 4th. I kind of get it. But at 11:30, man, that's bullshit, and that's an absolute colossal douchebag move.
I say you take the 4th of July, no matter what day it falls on during the week, 4th of July. 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, I'll give you your fireworks. Doesn't matter what day it is, I'll give you your fireworks. Until 10 o'clock.
Dude.
Then put them shits away.
Yep.
Friday and Saturday, I'll give you a little bit longer. But put the shits away. I got kids that are trying to sleep.
Yeah, man.
When they hear a boom, they think it's a storm. They're scared of storms. Now they're up. Now they're sitting on my lap when I'm trying to relax. Now you just affected me with your boom booms.
You know, man, you know what really pisses me off about things like this for real? Is the obvious total lack of giving a shit for anybody other than yourself.
Yeah. It's their world. We're just living in it.
And that's honestly, I have like broke it down with my therapist, and that's something that like that in a lot of regards, man, that it just pisses me off. And I talked about it before on here. The trucks that are going down Tesson Ferry where I live into Arnold. I mean, these people drive like fucking assholes with no regard for other than themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like motherfuckers like 6 inches away from my bumper. And it's like, you know what, dude? I just want to get home to my kids. I don't want to die. And these assholes like, you know that they do it all the time and just think, whatever. You don't drive like that. You're a pussy. I can't stand it, man. Yeah. To my mother, you can go F yourself. You did me a favor by blocking me on Facebook. I no longer have to scroll past the everyday post about your flowers. Your yard is hot garbage anyway. Wow. Your feel sorry for me posts were pretty entertaining, though. Always the victim. You expect everyone to bow down and kiss your ass, yet you refuse to get a better job. You were always jealous of me and never wanted what was best. You've tried to ruin every relationship I've ever been in. You constantly run your mouth about me. You're a hateful, narcissist, miserable bitch who truly needs to get some mental help. I should know. I fell out of that crazy tree. I have just one question. Did you have a miscarriage or did you abort my sibling that was conceived when you cheated on my father? Holy shit. Anyways, bye, bitch. So glad the trash took itself out.
I kind of gave a little preview of the weekend rage by proxy this week. I said, there's some really good ones. There's some real angst.
Yeah.
And there's some real bad ones. And that's one of the real bad ones.
Man, I always, and I'm sure that whoever wrote this has justification or whatever.
Yeah.
But man, when you hear stories about fucked up parents, man, dude, it makes me think about Don and Deb, my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Dude, they are the exact opposite of all of the, my God.
You're right.
Like if my mom and your mom or knew that something that they did bothered us or upset us or pissed us off, dude, my mom would be heartbroken about figuring out what that it was about.
Can you imagine your mom blocking you on social media?
Oh, dude.
Now, I can understand if she blocked you on social media, if she didn't like to see, you know, me bikini car wash and, you know, I'm going to block you because I don't want to see any of that shit.
Yeah.
But this sounds like she hatefully blocked her.
Yeah, man.
Sad, man.
Dude, that, I just, I, it just, You know, it puts in perspective, because as much as I love my folks, they're getting a little bit older, and they drive me a little nuts from time to time.
Right.
And I'll think to myself, God, why is so annoying? Da-da-da-da-ba. And then I think about it, oh, man, Don and Deb are amazing. And I should just shut my freaking cake hole and stop being a douchebag.
And I know I'm not a parent, but it is one of those things where you should just be thankful that you raised a kid. If they're doing something better than you ever could and are doing something awesome, don't be jealous of it. Be stoked that, man, that's a product of me. And that's just more of my fruit going out there, and that's awesome. And I'm glad that I have some more success coming out of my bloodline.
That's logical
great.
Thinking. Yeah. This person doesn't think
I know.
Logically.
This is sad. I feel bad whenever parents get in that mode where they're just so jealous of their kid.
Dude, I hope all of my kids are more successful.
Yeah.
And make more money than I am, dude.
100%. Do it. I want to kick it and not do shit.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I want to kick it and not do shit.
Good point.
I want you to make tons of money.
Good point.
I'm just going to kick it. Donnie, thank you for raging here.
Yes.
Couple things. Number one, do you see that we're doing the doodle of the week?
I did.
So Scott doodles all the time.
Yeah.
Look at this. I go, what are you drawing? He goes, I don't know. What is that, a boat in a pool?
I guess it's a
pool. A boat in a pool with a waterfall, just like that.
Yeah.
So that'll be a doodle that we give away.
Now, question about the picture. Logistically speaking, I'm not sure how you're going to keep any water in that thing.
It's not very smart. It's not a good design.
We haven't thought about logistics. Yeah.
My parents are not jealous about my pool making.
I forgot to ask you. So during the radiothon, did you play that song?
No, man, I did not, and I totally forgot about it.
I want
I'm
you
sorry.
To. I went. No, 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 no. Don't be sorry. I actually played this on the podcast a couple weeks ago. I don't even know if I still have it in here. I believe I might. So I requested to play a song. No, this is a different one, but this is still pretty good. This is back in 2008. The year is 2008, and I am a sophomore in high school, Johnny.
Okay.
And I think I'm the hardest dude in Florissant.
So hard.
This song is about somebody being arrested for a crime they committed.
In the middle of the night, I opened my eyes, and there was one thing that I start to realize, that I'm not at home. Where the fuck did I be? What has someone done to me?
The walls are closing in, and I can't get out.
I try and scream, but no one hears me shout. I close my eyes and hope for a dream,
but all this is just a nightmare. I can help but scream. Wasn't all an accident, or was it supposed to happen? Was it my time to die, or just inspiration for my rapping?
Everyone talks about my life's society.
And that sounds like that Notorious B.I.G.
It's Juicy. It's a remix of Juicy.
Isn't that, when it comes to sex, I'm similar to the Thriller in Manila. Isn't it that one?
No, it was all a dream.
Oh, I used to read Word Up magazine. All right, I'm going to stop.
Yeah!
That's awesome, man. Good for you. Good for you.
Well, Donnie, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
And as always, people love the rage, so
keep sending them in, man. Keep sending them in, guys.
Sure.
Thanks for having me
thank
be a part
you,
of
Donnie.
It.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So again, if you do want to have anything raged about from Mr. Donnie Fandango, it's simple. All you have to do is go to wow at 1057thepoint.com. Just shoot the emails there, or even hit us up on our socials, and we will get them to Donnie. I will say this. I'm going to just say this as a blanket statement, okay? The blanket statement is this. You don't have to curse so much in the rages.
Sorry.
I try and take out a lot of them, the unnecessary ones. We get it. Every once in a while, a good shithead, a good goddamn it, a good fuck in there is fine. But like, there are some where it's just so much. Like, it's just obnoxious. Just because this podcast is uncensored doesn't mean we have to be uncensored.
Yeah, I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it's weird. And I take a lot of them out. Somebody sent me a social media. Hey, man, I wrote A Week in Rage, and you changed it completely. And this dude said F 97 times.
I love it. It's kind of like HBO or something where they, hey, we can have a little bit of extra things, so let's just go overboard with everything to really prove we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, so you don't have to curse, but if you do curse in your writing, that's fine. And another thing, you know what we forgot to do with Donnie? And I guess we'll just do it now.
Oh!
Up, up, up. The best is we are the whitest dudes here. We're white dudes with red hair.
Speak for yourself. Oh, yeah, you're right.
White dudes with red hair. So if this sucks, again, I'm going to stop it, and we're just going to close out the show, and everybody can go to hell.
You got to have their records.
Yeah.
You want a topic then?
You know what? Wait a minute.
All right, let's do it this way.
I want to see if there is a different song I can rap over.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Yeah, here.
That's a good
one. When I rap, I like to do it like that. And
let's see if there's a good one. All right, here we go.
I listen to it. Oh, chill as hoots.
That's okay. Nope.
Do the frog rap.
I kind of like some of these. Nah, I don't like those. This is the beauty of a live podcast, guys. We just kind of sit here and we just go with it.
Sift through the quality free jams we can use here. This one sounds great.
Is that Doug? Is that Quail Man banging on the trash cans? Okay, these are all terrible. Let's do this. We'll do this.
Let's go back to the English jams.
Whatever the fuck that was ridiculous.
Y'all out there?
Okay, we can do this.
Ooh.
I like this.
All right, let's get this little,
is it Nas or... All
right.
Well, this is perfect for one of my topics I have.
All right. What's one of your topics?
Apple picking.
Apple picking? You gotta be shitting me.
Hard rap, dude. You're hard, man.
This is ridiculous.
You're so hard?
Another freestyle from your boy FT. Gonna get a ladder and climb up on a tree. That's right, here I go drinking a Snapple. But it's okay because I'm just chilling picking apples. Doesn't matter to me what you got to say, you see, because I'm just here with an A-double-P-L-E's. And I just know that I'll make you a pie. And then I'll grab it and smash the shit up in your eye. So, oh my God, it's an apple picking time. And everybody knows while I'm just sitting to rhyme. And just trying to find all the time I can do. But I don't matter if you just like it or you do not. Doesn't matter, I keep getting fatter. All the apples that I'm picking, and I'm just gonna be sticking.
That was great.
Apple picking, fuck you.
That was awesome, man. You nailed it. You ready for a new one?
Was this the one you wanted for apple picking?
Well, that was perfect for apple picking, yeah.
Hold on, we're gonna change beds. We're getting crazy here.
All right, let's try.
All right, how about this one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sway in the morning. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Oh, hey. All right, what do you got?
About to get sexy with your lady, but you find out there's a hole in your underwear.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a little stained.
It's stained?
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's just that.
Man. Yeah. That's really gross, man. You're getting sexy, and there is a scare. You notice that there's a hole in your underwear. I'm sorry, but that's kind of gross. Oh my God, what rhymes with gross? Nothing. But it's okay because I just rebound. And then I sit there and think of what I just found. It might be a little stinky and it might be yuck, but it's still something that I don't give a fuck. Because we about to get lucky, about to get dirty. Speaking of dirty, the underwear is dirty. That's gross. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's fresh, ironically.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's do a different one.
I got a perfect one.
No, you know what we can do here? This is the best. Every once in a while, we just do this.
DJ PP!
Okay, what's your topic?
Scary movie.
Ooh, scary movies or
movies,
scary movie?
Not the movie. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Not IMDb.
Okay, I think I can do that. Watch a movie and you might scream. I said, you might even have a real bad dream. But I don't care what you're saying, I'm not gonna do it. All I know is that I will sit here and say, screw it, and just watch something else. I don't like to be scared. All I know is that I want my life to be spared. Don't come at me because I value my life. I don't give a shit if you got an axe or a knife. Doesn't matter to me because I think you are a liar. I know that under the mask you look like Mike Myers. So when you come to me, you ain't getting FT, and I will be the one that is running away free. Oh!
Nice, man. You found it. You found it.
Woo! 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 Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah. Unless you want to do this one.
Oh, you got another one? Oh, shit.
And this one's the dumb one of the week.
Oh, great. The other ones weren't dumb. Yeah. Great.
Well, those
were
serious stuff.
All right. Let's do another one here. Let's see what this sounds like. Ooh. Okay. I like this. All right. What do you got?
A robot with a lazy laser eye.
Okay. All right. Yep. So you a robot with the lazy laser eye. I know I am the guy that will make you fucking die, because you can't see me when I'm coming at you, and I know exactly what I can do. So I will sit back here and I will belittle as I beat you up and I put my fist in metal. So hold up 1 second, let me go right quick and let me sit there and just mushroom slap you with my dick. Ooh, I'm sorry you didn't see that coming, but that's okay, because I know that you are just dumbin', because I'm over here and now I'm over there, and I know that I can sit there and I would just stare at your lazy eye. And what is the point? Can you kill anybody with that stupid joint? I don't think you can, because it leans to the left, and I will knock you out, and then that will be your death.
See ya!
Woo! Wow. Now I know why DJ PP works with you, man. Woo! Amazing.
Dude, every time I do this, I just sweat. I feel like I just ran a mile.
That's hilarious. Well, yeah.
Wow.
Makes your brain work.
That's it. We're done. What do you got to plug? Anything exciting?
Have a beautiful 4th of July. Also, make sure to go by First Community and grab those the stickers.
Get those stickers before they run out.
And,
man.
I mean, it's going to have to be today. It's Friday.
You have to do it
today.
Yeah,
so today. Get by one. But they're everywhere. There's so many locations, so it's really easy to get to.
Fantastic.
And, I think that's about it.
There's a blood drive coming up next week. I'll be at Munganast on Wednesday, yes. So stop by the blood drive. Get the blood drive T-shirt. Follow us on our socials. The Big Show is RIZZ Show. You can email us, wow at 1057thepoint.com. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook, RizWow, RIZZWOW. A big congratulations to, what was their name?
Oh, Carrie Hine or Heine.
Carrie Hine or Heine, who won the King Scott Heine Doodle of the Week.
Yeah.
The Alien Doodle is up there right now.
Yep.
Like it, share it. We will randomly pick a number of it, and you will be the recipient of that and a really sweet Riz Show prize pack.
Yeah. And I want to say, too, are we doing...
Oh, yeah. Next week, Dad versus Bad Jokes.
Yeah, so send those bad boys over, because I need some bad ones.
Dad versus Bad Jokes will happen next week. King Scott versus Jeff Burton. That on the podcast, including your week in rage and all kinds of stuff. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get the hells out of here.
I'm ready to go as well. And
King Scott rules on all the socials.
Yep.
For me, Patrico 1057. Have a great 4th of July weekend, I guess, even though this is Wednesday.
Yeah.
The weekend extends. You're big shooting off fireworks all weekend. Be smart. Be safe. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. See ya.
See ya.
Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Rizzuto Show.
Worst of the week.